Immediately, Dan Milton appeared on the screen. He was naked, apart from a thick studded black leather collar around his neck, and was crawling on all fours. He moved towards his wife. "You know what to do," she said in an imperious tone. Apparently, Dan knew exactly what to do. He leant forward and pressed his lips to Barbara's left shoe, kissing and licking the red leather. He gradually worked his way around the back, and Barbara opened her legs so that he could put his head between them to get at the inner surfaces. She pressed her calves together, trapping his head, then relaxed the pressure so he could transfer his attention to the right foot, repeating the same process. "Now the heels," Barbara said. Dan rolled onto his back. He had a strong, athletic body with a broad and quite hairy chest, a flat belly and muscular arms and legs. His penis was already erect, and Karen could see that it was strapped into some sort of leather harness that lifted and separated his balls. Barbara had raised one of her feet and poised it above her husband's mouth, and he reached up and sucked enthusiastically on the narrow heel of the shoe. For a moment, Karen had an attack of conscience. It was quite obvious what had happened. The Miltons liked to videotape their obviously very kinky sex sessions. Clearly one of the tapes had been replaced in the wrong box.